Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show. We are talking about who is the real terrorist, Israel or Palestine.
در قضیه فلسطین اون چه که جلو چشم همه دنیاست جنایت نسل کشی رژیم قاسم. این همه دنیا دارن مشاهده.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show. We are talking about who is the real terrorist, Israel or Palestine. Of course, we have seen in the recent events surrounding the Al-Aqsa storm and the reaction of the Zionist state of Israel in response to this, of course, which has been catastrophic and is something that is ongoing. In order to talk a little bit about this question, who is the real terrorist, Israel or Palestine, we decided to humbly invite Sayyid Bahmani. So let's go ahead and invite him and start the talk show. Sayyid Bahmani, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show.
Wa alaikum assalam, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Thank you, Jazakallah Sayyid, for your effort and inviting me here. Thank you for all your effort. And also, I have to tell you and the mu'mineen mu'minat that are listening to this that it is very unfortunate event that is happening and humanity is witnessing an inhuman catastrophe that is happening. 2 million people in about 300 kilometer space
area.
Area that are being oppressed, and it's terrorizing. It's you know,
it's heartbreaking.
It's heartbreaking.
Yeah.
It's insane. And when you think about it, children and women are getting bombed over their heads. This is very, very unacceptable for humans that they are living in 21st century. So inshallah tonight we want to basically cover this subject that I want to talk about, that this propaganda media of Zionist imperialist media that they are projecting, that they are trying to defend themselves by throwing bombs over civilians, and is this the a right basically action that they took?
Before we continue, I think you said a very profound thing, that that this is one, it is a catastrophe that all of humanity is watching, right, live. It's interesting, in one of the programs and discussions we talked about how this is not 100-200 years ago. Now people are seeing these things live, and so it is like they are witnessing these crimes as they're happening, you know, and there's no excuse for the world to remain silent in front of these atrocities and these crimes that are taking place.
Well, basically, Sayyid, this is a way of a terrorist when wants to overtake or dominate the mind of mass population,
right,
terrorizing people in order to keep them silent.
Yes.
You know, and if you have a little of humanity inside of you, you will go insane if you do not have a power to take action. Of course, you either become ignorant of the situation, or of course you cannot sleep during the night. You have to take action, because you're human.
You have to say something.
You have to say something. You have to do something. You know, and you can see, like, you know, I used to play sometimes when we were young. We used to play these video games,
sure,
you know,
yeah.
These shooting games. When you, masalan, you had to, you know, do some missions, and you know, you were police, or either like you had to, you know, fight the terrorists and stuff in the video game. And you remember exactly, even in every movies, a thief goes to the bank or steals something, or the thief goes somewhere. They get some hostages, right?
Right.
There's some hostages and human civilians there that you shoot, you, when you in the video game,
in
should
play,
not
shoot
at them. Or in the movies that they've been you know, created for us, we watch it during our youth, so many, you know, this cops movie and stuff. When there is hostages and civilians, the police wait until the hostages, they have civilians, they have the security. And they've been released, or they do some bargaining with the terrorists and those thieves.
Sure, sure,
so There is no reason that because these group, whatever you want to call it, you know, you want to call it terrorists, you want to call it thieves, you want to call it whatever, intruders, they come and they do some action that harms you, and then you go and start throwing bomb at all civilians in that area.
Yeah, every single civilian.
Every single civilian. This is madness. This is insane. Of course, if you go to details, we see that, as we discussed before, we see that regime of Zionist regime does not have any position to call himself in a position of defense.
Sure.
Because he already an offense position because he is an occupier regime in that area.
Right.
So it's like if someone comes to your house and start beating you up and then, you know,
you respond.
Imprison you in your in a small room and then you try to come out of that room and try to defend yourself and get your house back. And then those thieves, they say you're a terrorist because you come out that room and you try to, you know,
take
and
your
we
house
have
back.
Because we have to, you know, because of we have to take defense measure, we're going to kill you and all your families.
Yeah.
this is insane.
This is really, but the reality on the ground is that it's a very good example, you know, that so once the guy whose house it was comes out of the room, right, the people who are the thieves, they say, well, you came out of the room and you tried to attack us, so we're going to kill you and your family. And this is literally what has happened, and we see over 70 years of the Zionist regime continuously oppressing, tyrannizing, you know, making the lives of these Palestinians, you know, just absolute hell. Excuse me for the word, but and then all of a sudden you know, for example, Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei says that you should expect a storm after the amount of atrocities and you know, crimes you have committed against the Palestinians. You should have expected them to react, and this was perhaps a small reaction to what the Zionist regime actually deserves.
It's cold-hearted action. It's heartbreaking, you know. When you think about children, when you think about women, I was just driving today, coming out from the parking lot of my house, and there is, you know, these little girl that they come back from their school, and so when you want to pass them, you try to be slow to not scare them. You know, in Canada or in Western culture, when you go to residential area,
you slow down.
You slow down. Why they say why 30 kilometer per hour? Because you should not scare the civilians or the children and the women that are, مثلا, work, playing there or walking there.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it is so sensitive. This subject of children, it is so sensitive. It's not about religion. It's not about being Muslim or believing in God or not. It's a sensitive subject. To bomb children, bomb hospitals, residential area, bomb church. There is no
excuse.
There is no excuse. You say, oh, there's tunnels on the ground. There's no excuse. You cannot bomb civilians even if the terrorist camp is inside that hospital. If there's children, you have to be brave. Go on the ground and fight them.
Yeah.
You are a coward. You do this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah.
This shows their cowardness. This shows that they are scared to go on the ground and face the enemy. You know, so this is a very, very important subject to focus on, and do not be disturbed and disfocused from the because of these propaganda that goes on in the media.
Yeah. If I want to add this thing about the women and children part, because that's quite important, and I do believe, as you said, that people, they don't take this into consideration. They don't realize this aspect of women and children, right? And the media has done a very good job to not bring in the statistics of women and children, how many have been killed, how many have been injured. And very rarely does the media talk about the Palestinian women and the Palestinian children, many of whom, of course, have died. The numbers are in the hundreds when it comes to Palestinian children. And I really would hope that viewers, when they go home or they have younger brothers and sisters, or if they have children, to put yourself in that position where you're living in this, you know, you said approximately 300 kilometer area, 2.3 million people congested, and you have the threat of bombs falling on your head, of the house falling down, killing everybody, killing the children, killing, you know, women. Something that really we need to start to feel in the depths of our hearts.
Sayed, look, today there's no excuse to say that I do not have access to true news.
Yeah.
Yes, you might be bombarded from one side, but there is also other side. Mm-hmm. For example, you could see TikTok, that there is so many content that has been released in there. You could see Telegram, which in Israel, I just saw the news that they advise people to not use Telegram. You could find, if you know Arabic, Farsi, you could start your own groups in these platform that is not related to the Zionist imperialist, you know, media
empire,
media empire, and you could start your own group and try to translate those news that you get from Arabic and Farsi sources in order to spread the news
in different languages, especially English.
Exactly, in English and French and other languages. So this is. The facilities are there. You have access to be or a soldier of the truth to do something, or find the news and try to understand what is happening exactly on the ground. It is very, very unfortunate that still some people, I just heard some argument just before coming to this talk show, that I was really, you know, shocked by this argument. And, you know, because the Iranian people, especially, you know, with this conflict that they have for 40 years against Israel, against this occupier regime, they've been target of propaganda and media bombardment. So this was in Farsi, they sent it to me. And I saw, and the guy starts, you know, arguing that why you are so worrying about Palestinians? Is it a human that throws stone is more valuable, or a human that is basically create technology for us in the world? And they start comparing Israelis as a good advanced humans and Palestinians as
these stone throwers.
This is, you know, these arguments. It's just mind-blowing. You cannot believe that a person could fall for this. You know, what we are looking at, we facing a mob. We facing Israel is it's a terrorist mob that basically says, you do what I say, if not, I will kill you.
Yeah, that's pretty much the way it's working.
I don't care if it's children. I don't care if it's your mom. I don't care if it's woman. I will kill everyone. Yes, we are facing a terrorist mob, which says, if you do not listen to me, I will bomb you. I will kill you, you and your family and your children.
Yeah.
Which we have these narrative in history when we face Imam Hussein, Karbala, you know, Karbala narrative. What happened with the children? What happened?
Sure, the Yazid of that time.
Exactly.
Either you do what I tell you to do, or we will kill you.
Yeah.
We will kill you all.
Same thing happened with Hazrat Fatima Zahra. Same. So these narrative, these terrorists, throughout history, they are still there, and we could see. And today, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, I think it shows us clearly what is falsehood and what is truth.
Yes.
Where you have to stand.
Yes.
Whether you are Muslim or not, are you human?
Yeah.
You know, even if you are Muslim, are you standing up? Do you take action? So let me recite the verse of Quran related to this.
I'll before you recite the verses of the Holy Quran, this is a profound question that, you know, take ourselves for a moment outside of the religious context, outside of the ethnic background context, outside of the national borders and language. Take us out from all of these different contexts, or you know, what the political party you adhere to, and as a human being with a clear conscience, you know, with the facts in front of you, you know, the truth is clear for all. Go ahead, please.
Yes, occupy regime that is not only obeying international law, but
disobeying, yeah.
It's disobeying, not only disobeying international law, but also creating chaos, creating they are terrorizing the whole humanity.
Yeah.
You know, this should not be acceptable. I do not understand these prime ministers, these politician people that they come forward and they basically give their condolences to this terrorist group organization that they're killing children, they're killing women,
civilians,
and of course we have to stand up against them. Of course we have to go inside the street. Of course we have to not only go and go back home. No, I believe we have to go in front of these politicians, pyramids, if you want to call it, these offices, these places, these ministries, and stay there for days and nights.
Yeah.
You have to be serious in this movement.
Yeah.
They have to understand that the world, the humanity cannot hold back and be terrorized by a bunch of mob insane people that they think they are human and other people they are
animals. They're not humans, and this is because just to make sure that the point is proven and the evidence is there, the defense minister, for example, of Israel, he said we're fighting animals. But it's interesting, one of the other scholars we were discussing with them, they said that people don't even treat animals in this manner. You know, you give them food, you give them water, you know, you take care of them. You
it's
don't
sad,
even treat animals
see it,
like
it's sad. The more we open it, you know, the speechless I become. I become so stressed, you know. It is so stressful, and we have to at least do dua. We have to at least send some, you know, pro-Palestinian and anti-Zionism messages here and there in the groups. We have to take action. We have to go inside the street. Look at the verse of Quran.
In the name of Allah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitan rajim. In Surah Al-Isra, start from verse number 4, it says, وَقَضَيْنَا إِلَىٰ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ فِي الْكِتَابَ تُفْسِدُنَّ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَّتَيْنِ So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it says that we convey the children of Israel that they're going to do facade and corruption on earth twice. وَلَتَعَلُنَّ أُلُوًّا كَبِيرًا In the time that they become very powerful
and
they, they become great and basically a lot of influence in human societies. And then it says, فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ أُولَاهُمَا in both situation, when our basically promise came, بَعَثْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ عِبَادًا لَنَا أُولِي بَعْثٍ شَدِيدٍ The ibadana, those servants of us, those abd, those mu'mineen, those believers, and those humans that basically stand against oppression.
Yes.
You know, they will come at you, ba'asan shadidin. They will come at you with the great military might, and they basically destroy you and basically
dismantle this oppressive
and this is a promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I want to add this that this promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala right needs action from our side.
Sure. Yes.
This is a very important matter.
And this is an important
and
point.
I just want to give this message to everyone that is looking at this show. The part of Dua 27 of Saif al-Sajjadiyah from Imam Sajjad alayhi salam. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam do Dua does dua for the
people of the frontiers.
People of frontiers and the believers that are in the fight against the enemies.
Right. Right.
Right, and he says, "Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad."
I didn't want to interrupt you, but I wanted to say something before we
go ahead.
The dua.
No problem.
This idea, you know, that an individual needs to take action. So sometimes, unfortunately, we think that I'm too small of an individual, or you know, perhaps I don't have a studio, or there is so much that every single one of us can do. Everybody has this little mobile phone that has a camera. You can upload these things to all these various different, social media platforms, and one individual can do a lot. And to be honest with you, I think that the mass media and the propaganda is created not for the masses. They're targeting one individual in the mass, congregation. Meaning they care about one individual goes this way or that way. And so when they pinpoint every single individual, that's how they start to create this mass, you know, thinking and ideology. What I'm trying to say is even for their side, one individual is important. And so for our side, you know, we should also give ourselves credit. We should do something. We should be brave. You know, we should, everybody's talking
about. How about giving some more detail, a practical action? Look, this is the time to take vacation from your job.
Yeah.
You know? The vacation time is not only to go and have fun.
Yeah, to Bermuda or something.
Yeah. It's time to take your time off from your job.
Yeah.
Sit down, plan with your family, with your friends.
With the community.
Excuse the school. Go start, you know, managing your friends and start in group and sophisticated groups in
and
social media
community
platforms
centers, yeah.
and community centers. Take serious action.
Because
it's time.
It's time.
Because
yeah.
there is a unity that is happening within the heart of humanity around the world. There is a very clear oppression that's going on. The sides of oppressor and oppressed, the terrorist and the oppressed one is very clear. Lots of people understand that. It's a time to take action.
Yes, mashallah.
You know, this is important time of history where we see.
Yeah.
Inshallah, this will lead to the reappearance of our Imam if
Inshallah.
We take action.
Yeah. Look at something. Yeah, go ahead with the dua.
Yes, this part of dua, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, a part of it, just two phrases, I just want to mention something. Imam Sajjad do this dua for the people in frontiers, for the people that are fighting the enemy. It says, Ya Allah, وَأَنْسِهِمْ عِنْدَ لِقَائِهِمُ الْعَدُوَ وَذِكْرَ الدُّنْيَا الْخَدَاءَةِ الْغَرُورِ When these people that are in fight, Ya Allah, when they start doing battle in front of enemy, when they come into the battlefield and they want to take action, make them to forget the zikr of dunya. Help them to forget these attachments, these worldly attachments. And specifically Imam Sajjad point to, وَمْحُ عَنْ قُلُوبِهِمْ خَتَرَاتِ الْمَالِ الْفَتُونِ Ya Allah, protect their heart from these think and these attachment towards mal fatun, towards these
positions
and properties and money and stuff like that. That what I'm going to do later with this, if I'm losing this job, if I'm losing my house, if I'm doing this, if I'm getting caught. No, if you come, my brother and sister, if you come in this battlefield with group, with people, you are alongside millions of people today in the world.
Yeah.
Do not be afraid.
Right.
It's the time to make decision. Are you ready to freely and comfortably live in a world that children gets bombed? Or you are ready to go to prison because of this? You have to be ready for it. Who is not ready to come to this battlefield to protect their children, to protect women?
Yeah.
You know, this is a very important time of history, very important
juncture, you would say.
Juncture that we are basically facing to basically resolve and take care of this terrorist organization that has been there for decades. And even centuries, I would say. So it is important, inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, also with dua, also with salatul layl, we have to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the courage, the power to take action, inshallah, with tawakkul, with reliance on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with tawassul and ask a'immatul athar, as we believe they are alive, they're helping, they're seeing, and with the purely putting our intention for helping Imam al-Zaman of our time.
Inshallah.
The Imam of our time.
Inshallah.
Come to the scene, come to the battlefield, take action, bring people, tell even non-Muslim people that they are pro-Palestinian, even non-Muslim people that they still have little humanity in their heart, bring them in the scene, bring them in the battlefield. Try to manage as much as friends and family members that you can in order to recruit, to take action, and good action and strong action in order to make understand the politicians that humanity is still alive.
MashaAllah. Jazakallah. Thank you so much, Sayyid Babani, for joining us on the talk show.
Thank you so much,
helping us to answer, who is the real terrorist, Israel or Palestine, and of course, all of humanity now knows who is the real terrorist. Allah bless you and yours. And dear viewers, thank you so much for joining us on the Islamic Pulse talk show. Until another talk show, our prayers, our du'as, and inshallah, our actions are with our Palestinian brothers and sisters. That's all for now. Fi amanillah and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.